This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. This is the Capricorn Adventure. Welcome to the last hour of the show. I am super amped for this last hour because joining me on the line, man, is a true South African inspirational story. And when you hear the phrase, walk your journey, you immediately think about a sneaker brand that is born in the township, built for your journey and super comfortable, right? We are all on a journey. Some journeys are starting, some are restarting, and others have failed. If Journey 1.0 does not work, go to Journey 2.0. On that note, Adventure Family, help me welcome the one, the only, the founder and CEO of Batu Group, Mr. Theo Baloyi, and he's here to chat about, you know, Batu's new shoe drop, the Journey 2.0. Good afternoon, Theo. How are you doing?
King Bash, good and you, brother. Man, and good afternoon to the listeners.
Most definitely. Thank you for taking your time, man. I'm so excited. Thank you for taking your time to come and speak to us.
Thank you for the invite.
All right. So I saw, you know, a few snaps and vids of you yesterday in Mpumalanga for the Mandela Day, and you're rocking the shoes, man. I can imagine the amount of walking around you had to do. But I'm sure you didn't mind because you were rocking such comfortable shoes, yeah?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think I like the way, like, as you've said in your intro, which I really like, you know, that, you know, we are about a business that empowers the journey, and we want to partner with our clients in different journeys of in this walk of life, right? And we launched a shoe that speaks exactly to that, you know, called the Journey 2.0, which is a really comfortable shoe, and it's really amazing. The technology into the shoe, it's really dope. So yeah, we are a business that's about walking the journey with our clients.
Most definitely. I mean, let's speak about, you know, the retail industry. You know, it's very large. Yeah. And within the sneaker business itself, what sets Batu, you know, apart from many other brands?
So, I mean, there's a number of reasons, right? So, two factors that I'll mention now is that the fact that the way we define our product value proposition, right? So, the word premium in retail is used a lot, you know, but a lot of brands don't really define what premium is. So the way we define premium to us is that we build about products that are comfortable, that are durable, you know, but most importantly, that are affordable, you know, obviously with the right cool factor design, right? But the most important thing, as you've mentioned in your intro, that yesterday we were at Mpumalanga giving shoes. We are a shoe brand with a soul, and we believe in giving back. So we have a CSI project that talks about, or that aims at donating 1 million pairs of school shoes. And that's, we take from our proceeds and the support that we receive through the country and the continent, and we plow it back into communities. Tell me what shoe brand does that, you know? And I think that's what one of the things that really sets us apart.
Wow, so inspirational, man. And speaking of inspiration, you know, what is the inspiration behind the naming convention and the design of the new shoe?
So, I mean, our vision says that we want to build a shoe brand that Africans can proudly affiliate with. And one thing that we've been saying for the longest of time was that Africa is known to be a continent that is rich in heritage, diversity, and culture. So when we look at about our naming conversion, you know, not talking about the specific Journey 2.0, but from the Kalangas to 1043 and so forth, we want to advocate for the diversity in Africa. But specifically with the Journey 2.0, we launched this shoe, I think about Journey 1.0 about 4 years ago, right? And people loved it so much, and we discontinued it.
Yeah.
So there was a big demand for the shoe, and we thought, look, let's refather, redefine it, and make sure that it's more durable, it's much more nicer, you know, because, and make sure that our customers are going to enjoy it. So we named it Journey 2.0. Without taking away from the previous success of Journey 1.0, we want to continue, you know, the journey, and hence the naming to Journey 2.0.
Amazing, amazing. And how many colorways, you know, does the range come in? And who gets to decide, you know, on the choice of colors, that is?
So we've got three colorways, which is the black and white, and the multicolor, and the blue and white, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a great diversity to start off with. But I think I can announce this on Capricorn Live that we've got a big surprise coming up next week. So the guys should really check out our social media platforms and our website, because we've got a big reveal next week.
Amazing, amazing stuff. And Theo, where can, you know, we find Batu stores around Limpopo?
So in Limpopo, we've got a store in Mall of Africa, Tsavani Mall, Elim, and Giani Masingotamo. So you can find us in all those locations.
All right. Mall of the North. We are in the North. The Africa is in that side of your side, Theo. Mall of the North.
Yeah.
Yes, most definitely.
For sure.
And before I let you go, right, while I still have you on the line, before I plug others, I need to plug myself, Theo. I have an ask.
Yes.
You know, when will I be receiving my sneaker, you know, for the new drop?
soon, don't worry. Why not? The team will work on it. Soon you'll be receiving your sneakers.
All right. Thank you so much, my brother. You know what? I'm so excited for, you know, the new journey, the Journey 2.0. And may you have a great day further. And thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us.
Thank you for the invite. Cheers.
All right. And that was Theo Baloyi, man, a founder and CEO of Batu Group. You heard the man. I can't wait to receive my sneaker, Journey 2.0.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.